Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing what we learned in the previous shiur about Chanukah Pachad Yitzchak, Chanukah Maimer Aleph. This shiur should be a schus for Avram Yitzchak ben Esther, Shal Chaim ben Chana Rochel, and Amos ben Shoshana Rezel, they shall all be Zocha, to Zara Shal Kayama, Zara Dila Yusuf, Dila Yutom, Mibisgome Araisan, Moshe ben Chal Egal, Shal Rafur Suleyma, Fuas HaNefesh, Rafur HaGuf. We learned that there are really two elements of Torah. There's the Etzem Bris HaTorah, there's the covenant that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's the Dine Torah themselves. That the covenant we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu already started on the second of Sivan, when God chose us, and He said, Atem Tehillim Lechaz Konim V'Goy Kadosh, you should be a holy nation. And then in addition to that, there is also the Dine Torah themselves, which God gave to us on the sixth of Sivan. And this is also reflected in Hilchos Mesiras Nefesh, that when are we Moser Nefesh? If it's one of the three cardinal sins. But there's another area where we're Moser Nefesh, and that is even on a shulais. If it's a Shas, a Shmad, if it's a time of religious persecution from the Gentiles, a Jew has to give up his life even not to change a special shulais that Jewish people might wear. So it's not because of the seriousness of the Avera, it's not a serious Avera at all, but rather, it's because this dress reflects our unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and giving that up requires one, before one gives that up, that relationship with Hashem, one must first give up his life. So we see these two aspects of Mesiras Nefesh. One, because of the Chomer Avera, that relates to Guf Divrei Torah, that's the sixth of Sivan. And the other aspect of Mesiras Nefesh, is even on Araksa the Masan, even on the Shulais, which is reflects the Bris HaTorah, this covenant we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So it says Rav Huttner in the Miluim to the Pachad Yitzchak on Chanukah on page Kufmem Aleph, that in the years after this mimer, in Chaim Berlin, they always called it a mimer, the mimer that the Rosh Yeshiva gave, there were many questions, many people came up and asked him about what he said. Because sof minayin lanu chiyuv zeh mesiras nefesh haklolius bris haTorah. Where do you see that there's a mesiras nefesh on the klolius bris haTorah? On the shloshes haveiros, we have a special limud on their mesiras nefesh. We have a pasuk. But where do you see the way he explained the chiyuv to be moser nefesh on araksa de misaneh on the shulais? Is because one has to be Moser Nefesh al Klolius Bris HaTorah. Where do you see a makor that one has to be Moser Nefesh on the general covenant of Torah that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara says that you have to be Moser Nefesh on Arachi the Besana B'Shas HaShmat. But the Rav Huttner's Hesber is because it's Mesiras Nefesh al Klolius Bris HaTorah. And we want to find a makor that you have to be Moser Nefesh al Klolius Bris HaTorah. So in order to explain this, as Rav Huttner, you have to look at another Sefer. Sefer is called Pachad Yitzchak on Shavuos. So if you look at what's written in Pachad Yitzchak on Shavuos, he says, everything will become clear. So that is what we're going to do. And this is from Maimer Yud Dalid in Pachad Yitzchak on Shavuos, what Rav Huttner says there. You know, it's well known that when his plane was taken hostage, it was 1970, the Arabs took his Sefer on Shavuos, his writings, his manuscript, and they never returned it. So it was rewritten. And the yeshivas, they say that his daughter wrote it. So it's really his words, but his daughter writing it. His daughter Shlita, or Shetichia, or whatever you want to call it. She should definitely live a long life. In any event, he says as follows, V'yo'avtos Hashem Elokecha v'chol avopcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol mo'odecha. You should love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your everything. All your money. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. If it says b'chol nafshecha with all your soul, you should love God. Why does it say b'chol mo'odecha with all your money? And if it says with all your money, why all your soul? Rather, it's to teach you that if there's a person who loves his body more than he loves his money, b'chol nafshecha, love God even at the expense of your body. And if there's a person who loves his money more than he loves his body, then it says b'chol mo'odecha. That's why it says you have to love God with all your money and all your body, all your soul. If you love your body more, your soul more, your body more, your soul more, then you have to give that up. if you love your money more, then you have to give that up. Either way, you have to, the person has to be willing to die for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to love him more than your money and more than yourself. And from here we learn in Psachim that Avodah Zarah is Yaharik Val Yavor. That even if you love your nefesh, but when it comes to Avodah Zarah, you have to love God more than you love yourself. So therefore die before being Ovid Avodah Zarah. And the poskim ask a very stark kasha. Because it's mukhur from this braisa. It emerges willy-nilly from this source, from this Rebbe Eliezer and the braisa. That b'chol nafshecha b'chol moldecha are talking about one case. That you have to be moser nefesh, both on the nefesh and on the mamon. And it's a wonder, according to this, that we paskin, that in all lavim in the Torah, your mechuyev to be moser all your money. One has to be willing to give away all of his money in order not to be over an alos aseh, in order not to transgress a negative commandment. So when it comes to moldecha, money, it's all your money. When it comes to b'chol nafshecha, when it comes to your body, that's only talking about Avodah Zarah. When do you have to give up your body for God? Only with respect to Avodah Zarah. When do you have to give up all your money? Any los aseh. So therefore, kan tistar aleinu akushya. Now we have storms upon us, the kasha. What's going on over here? The braisa implies that b'chol nafshecha, it's one braisa. It's comparing the two. If you love your money more, if you love your body more, you have to give them both up for love of God. But they're talking about two completely different cases. Money is talking about all lavin, to love God so much not to be over in any lav for us, give away all your money. And b'chol nafshecha is not talking about money, it's talking about only Avodah Zarah. You have to first die only for Avodah Zarah. So how can it be that on one hand, it seems from the Brice they're talking about the same case, and yet if we look at the halacha, it's not true. B'chol moldecha is any lav, and b'chol nafshecha is only Avodah Zarah. The explanation is based on the famous Ramban, Shmos Perek Chav Pasuk Gimel. And he brings the Mechilta that the only time it says the Lashon of Kina by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of jealousy, is with respect to Avodah Zarah, and we're serving Avodah Zarah. Why? Says the Ramban, Ulufi Dati Sheyaskir Kina b'Avodah Zarah b'Yisrael b'Ovad. It's only Kina b'Avodah Zarah with respect to the Jews. If we turn to idols, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be jealous, like a man is jealous of his wife when she goes to other men. It doesn't say this about the other nations. The other nations are governed by heavenly hosts. I mean, God is obviously running the whole show. But they're more directly related to the heavenly hosts, whereas we have a direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wife. So maybe when we go serve idols, that makes Hashem very angry, like a biyachol, like a husband would be angry at his wife cheating on him. So Rav Fitner here says something very lomdish. He says, Tochen Advar Malelo Melamdeinu Ladas. The content of these words of the Ramban teach us. Avodah Zarah is unique in the Jewish people from all other Isurim in the Torah. Because she herself, Avodah Zarah, is ba'atzmusa. The etzem ma'isa of Avodah Zarah is a ma'isa of begida of being a traitor, of being unfaithful. Even without the Isur. Even without the Yisra of Avodah Zarah, is still Chomor because of the Maisa Abegida. Even putting aside the Chomor Yisra for a minute. Just the very fact that we were Bogeid, that we were unfaithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even without the stringency of the Yisra, that in itself is what's stringent about Avodah Zarah. Usually we talk about the Chomer Isser. And about the Zara, it's not about the Chomer Isser only. It's about the Etzem Maisa Begid even without the Isser. Since we find in the Onesh of Avodah Zarah a midah of kinah, and we don't find this in all other Asurim in the Torah, we see from here that all Asurim are Averos. One is transgressing the will of God that was revealed to us in His warnings, in His commandments. Masha'en ken Avodah Zarah, it's not only an Aver on the Ratzon of Hashem, the content is, the explanation is, that it is a unfaithfulness. It is a being a traitor in God Himself, a traitor against God, even putting aside the Isser. And that's like the well-known Shita about a sota, that a sota woman who's unfaithful to her husband is aser, even if she's omeris mutter, even if she thought that it was mutter to be unfaithful to her husband, she didn't know it was aser. What does she know? She went. She didn't go to seminary. She thought that it's mutter. My primary man is my husband, and then from time to time I'm also allowed other men. If she thought it was mutter, nevertheless she's aser to her husband. Why? The Isser of Sot is not because she's made it that she intentionally was over on the Isser of Eshesish. Because she intentionally rebelled against her husband. She was intentionally unfaithful against to her husband. That says in the Torah, Ma la bo ma. It's a din, not because she knew she was being over an Isser that she's usher to her husband. It's because she knew she was being unfaithful to her husband. That's how. That's why she's usher to her husband. So even if she thought it was mutter, yes, as far as Isser Beheter goes, she thought it was in the mutter category, but she darn well knew that she wasn't being faithful to her husband. And that itself is the Isser. And it's the same thing about Avodah Zarah. The Ramban compares Avodah Zarah to a man and his wife, a wife cheating on her husband. So to her cheating on a Kadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol. So it's not because of the Chomer or Isser of Avodah Zarah that there's a Lashon of Kinah here. Rather, it's the very fact that we weren't faithful to God, we weren't faithful to the relationship. Just like with a woman. It's not because she was over on the ratzon of her husband that her husband told her not to sleep with anybody, but rather because she wasn't faithful to him. I mean, she was over on his ratzon. But the etzem maisa begida. So too with respect to other sins between us and God. They're going against the will of God. We don't see a lashon of kinah. Davkan of a zard is a lashon of kinah. Asheri maisa begidu me'ilu mitzad atzma. Velo me'pa'asa iser sheba. It's a maisa begidan me'ilu mitzad atzma. Mitzad, just the fact that we went to idols. Not because of the iser that it's so chamer. It's also a chamer iser. But the reason there's a lashon of kinah is because mitzad atzma, here there's an act of unfaithfulness to Hashem and to the relationship. Parenthetically, the Rambam in the 12th parak of Hilchos Rabbia says that if one has bia with an aramis, with a goyish woman, so it's as if he marries Avodah Zarah. What's this meaning of marrying Avodah Zarah? So based on the Ramban, mamish hadvarim me'irim, because only in Avodah Zarah we find the lashon of kana, that God's a jealous God. And we know that a bol aram is kanoim pogim bo. Lashon of kinah, those zealous people, as we find by Pinchas, can kill one who's bol aram is. So we see a lashon of kinah. So if there's a lashon of kinah by a bol aram is, it must be there's an inyan here of marrying Avodah Zarah. Because that's exactly what the tochen inyan of Avodah Zarah is. It's like we're marrying Avodah Zarah and being unfaithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because so whenever you see a Lashon of Kinah, you know that there's this union of marrying the Avodah Zarah. And therefore the Rambam says that your Bol HaRamis is Kilu Eschatim Avodah Zarah, is like marrying Avodah Zarah, because this is a Lashon of Kanoim Pogim Bo. There's Kinah. There's jealousy, there's zealousness. And that's the lashon that we use when Am Yisrael is Ovei Avodah Zarah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Kiviyachol Kina. So therefore, so too, when once Bo'al Aramis, since it's Kanoim Pogim Bo, it must be that it's a matter of Mischatein, marrying Avodah Zarah. The Dok says, Rafutnish Zatzal, Ki Hizohi He'ora Neflo. This is Mamish. A wonderful insight. Umehash ta'af anon nami neima. The svira leila Rabbi Eliezer. Da filu im neima de pikuach nefesh dochi isura davoy de zara. Umutur lehisrapos aliyodo. We can say that Rabbi Eliezer holds that even if we say that pikuach nefesh is docha the isura avoy de zara, and you're allowed, if one has to have refuah through Avodah Zarah, being nana from Avodah Zarah, serving Avodah Zarah, one has to have a refuah. That's what's going to bring one some medical healing. Even if you say that that's mutter, however, mikol makom, akati lo nafka yidei zeh mechal maisa begida binyan aloki. So you're right, even if we say that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha the Isra of Avodah Zarah, that life comes first, and one has to save oneself with Avodah Zarah, even at the expense of being over the Isra of Avodah Zarah, nevertheless, it's still a Maisa Begida Binyan Eloki. You're right, as far as the Isra is concerned, maybe you could be Matur the Isra. But what about the rebellion against Hashem? What about the unfaithfulness? The sof in bekocho shel pikuach nefesh ala hatir esurin. Pikuach nefesh can only be matir esurin. Pikuach nefesh can only permit what's forbidden. Something's forbidden. Pikuach nefesh says, despite the fact that it's forbidden to save your life, it's permitted. However, it can't change this act of being a traitor that's in the maisa of Avodah Zarah mitzad atzma. There's still a maisa begida here in Avodah Zarah. That the pikuach nefesh isn't going to change that. Pikuach nefesh can be matir asura. Pikuach nefesh can't say no. There's no maisa begida here. Maisa begida is a maisa begida. Pikuach nefesh and no pikuach nefesh. And since even after the heter of pikuach nefesh, the basic form and content of avodah zarah is still there, it's still a maisa begida. It's still an act of rebellion against God. It's still an act of being a traitor. It's still an act of infidelity. Memela, it's against Avas Hashem, even if there's no longer an Isser. It's still against Avas Hashem. So remove the Isser. Let's say there's no Isser. But it's still an act of, but it's still against Avas Hashem, because the Maisa Begidia, there's an act of infidelity. So that's the Yisod of Avodah Zarah. Ulefi zeh shapir misyashay perish akosel. Debechol nafshcha v'chol modecha. Now we understand gur gevaldik. The pshat in the pasuk. Bechol nafshcha v'chol modecha. Debe'emes tarvayu b'chadin yonah kaimi. Because really they're talking about one inyan. We asked before, no, they're talking about two inyanim. We said bechol nafshcha is talking only about Avodah Zarah. And we said bechol modecha is talking about all Yisroel. Because for all Avim you have to give up all your money. No, says Rafutna. They're both talking about one inyan. The kralo iri klal lo bavo dezer v'lo b'shar esurim shabatara. It's not talking neither about avodah zarah nor about other esurim in the Torah. Rather, it's talking about avas Hashem. The pasuk begins and says v'lo avta as Hashem alakach. You should love God. And the pasuk is explained kipshuto that for avas Hashem you have to give up your nefesh and your ma'od. You have to give up your body. You have to give up your money. In this nakuda, there's a difference between Avodah Zarah and other Isurim. In other Isurim, if you're over on them because of Pikuach Nefesh, it's not against Avas Hashem. Why not? Because the Isur had been permitted. Ha'Isur Huter. It's no longer forbidden. Sakonis Nefashos. So it's not against Avas Hashem. But Avodah Zarah is different. That even if we were to remove the Isser of Avodah Zarah, there's still a stira, there's still a contradiction between the Pula Avodah Zarah and Avas Hashem. And on this, Rabbi Ezra learns, as we said, it's the etzim, it's the act of infidelity itself, even without the Yisr Shevet Davar, that's so serious. Of any matter that contradicts Avas Hashem, you have to give away your life. That's the pasuk. V'yavta Hashem l'kach. Moses is telling us if it's against Avas Hashem, you have to be moser nefesh. So what's against Avas Hashem? So when it's b'chol nafshecha, so it's only avodah zarah. When do you have to give? When is it against Avas Hashem not to keep the Isser? Avodah Zarah. Because if one is Oved Avodah Zarah, it's anti-Avas Hashem. What about being over other Isurim for Pikuach Nefesh? That's not anti-Avas Hashem. Because there the Isser is Mutter. All other Isurim have been permitted, so that's not against Avas Hashem. It's an act of Avas Hashem, Adarab. You're doing exactly what Hashem told you. Hashem told you to remain alive. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, there, even if there's no Isser, even after the Isser has been permitted, it's still anti-Avas Hashem. And therefore one has to be willing to die. So the love has to be so much that one has to be willing to go not to do anything against Avas Hashem. Now when not doing anything against Avas Hashem, it depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about Avodah Zarah, so that's B'chol Mavshecha. Dafkan Avodah Zarah, one has to give up one's life. What about other Isurim? Does one have to give up one's life? No, because that's not anti-Avas Hashem. The Isur is Avas Hashem. But there are different dinim within Avas Hashem. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, one has to give up one's life, because Avodah Zarah is anti-Avas Hashem even without the Isur. When it comes to other Isurim, one doesn't have to give up one's life, because the other Isurim have been permitted in cases of Pikuach Nefesh. And when it comes to B'chol Meldecha Vada includes all other Isurim Shibitaru. Because there's no Aveira, there's no Heter to do an Aveira for Mammon. We find the Chai Behem with respect to Pikuach Nefesh. But we don't find with respect to money that one's allowed to do an Aveira to preserve one's money. To give up all your money not to do a Los Aseh. So the Avas Hashem, V'yo'avto as Hashem, not V'yo'avto, the Avto implies in the past. V'yo'avto, the V'yo'avto as Hashem Elokecha. With respect to money is all Isur. If one does any Isur, and one doesn't, in order to save his money, that's anti-Avas Hashem. But if one does an Isur in order to save his life, that's not anti-Avas Hashem, because that's been permitted. So it comes out that the Pasuk isn't talking about two different things. We originally asked, it's talking about Avodah Zarah and other Aveiros. Avodah Zarah is B'chol Mavshech, only Avodah Zarah, you have to give up your life. And B'chol Moldech, when it comes to your money, talking about all other Isurim. No, it's really talking about the same thing. They're talking about Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem is the Yisur. You have to do everything you can in order to love God. Not to show God that you love Him. You have to even be willing to give up your life. But when's the only time you're required to give up your life to show that you love God? For Avodah Zarah. Because all other Isurim have been permitted in cases of Pikuach Nefesh, except for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is a Maisa Begida B'Hashem. Obviously, the Gilad writes Shvichus Dam also, that's not our topic now. But that's a Maisa Begida B'Hashem. And then you get to B'chol Meodecha. Then you get to the Meod, the money. So there, where's the expression of Avas Hashem? Any Isser. Because no Isser has been permitted to preserve one's money. So therefore the expression of Avas Hashem is giving up all your money for any laugh. And the expression of Avas Hashem when giving up your life is only with respect to Avodah Zarah. So now we understand, sweetest friends, the answer to the question with which we began. We began with a question. What was the question? Rav Vidner laid a foundation, presented a yesod, that there are two covenants that we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's the Etzem HaBris, and then there's the Guf Divrei Torah. And you have to be willing to give your life, you have to be willing to be Moser Nefesh, even al Araxa de Besana, because that's the preservation of the Bris HaTorah. And where do we see a makor for this preservation of the Bris HaTorah? You have to give up your life. And the answer is in the statement of Rabbi Eliezer. Eliezer says, B'chol Nafshach B'chol Me'odecha. B'chol Nafshach B'chol Me'odecha means you have to give up your life in order not to be Oved Avodah Zarah. But you don't have to give up your life in order not to be Oved Avodah Zarah Mitzah, the Isser Shebedavah. Because as far as the Isser Shebedavah, we know that all Averis are pushed away because of Pikuach Nefesh. And that might even include Avodah Zarah. You can also push away Avodah Zarah from Pikuach Nefesh. So why then do you have to die before being Oved Avodah Zarah? The answer is because that preserves the Bris HaTorah. This is a Maisa Begida Bashem. We lose our special status as Jews when we're Oved Avodah Zarah. So all other Asurim can be permitted except for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is us forbidden not because of the Isser. Avodah Zarah is Asur in case of Pikuach Nefesh because it's a Maisa Begida. It's an act of infidelity. And therefore that's a makor that one has to die even to preserve the Bris HaTorah, not even on Guf Divrei Torah. Because Guf Divrei Torah matir everything. Matir everything for Avas Hashem. When it comes to Guf Divrei Torah. Assume we're matir for Avas Hashem. Assume we're matir. And therefore there's no union of Avas Hashem to die. But Avodah Zarah is more than just a regular Isser. Avodah Zarah is the very fundamental husband-wife relationship that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. In order to preserve that, one has to die. So you see the makor now of the chiyuv of Mesiris Nefesh in order to preserve the Bris HaTorah, the special covenant that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in this year we learned a few very important yesodos. We learned about the special relationship we have with Hashem. That Hashem is called a Kel Kana because when we're unfaithful to Hashem, so he becomes a jealous God, kiviyachal, like a husband who's jealous for his wife. And that's the tochen inyan of Avodah Zarah. That's what Avodah Zarah is all about. It's not just the chomer Isser. Putting aside Isurim, the fact that we were unfaithful to the relationship. And that's why in order to show our love for Hashem, we have to die. Even putting aside the Isser, just like a sota is forbidden to her husband, even if she thinks that it's mutter to be with another man. But the very fact that she wasn't faithful, she showed infidelity to her husband, that itself answers her to her husband. So to HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes a Kel Kana, when one faithful to him, and that's why Kana and Pogimbo. You're called Mischatin to Avodah Zarah person when he's a Baal Aramis, since it says a Lashon of Kanoim. It must be the Zinyan of marrying Avodah Zarah here, and therefore it's Shaykh to use a Lashon. The most appropriate word, terminology, is a Lashon of Kina, Kanoim, Zealous. And we saw that there's different ways of expressing your Avodah Hashem. When it comes to money, you express your Avodah Hashem in every lav you have to give away all your money. But when it comes to Isurim, it's an expression of Avodah Hashem, Dafka, stay alive, v'chai ben v'lo shiyamas ben, except for Avodah Zarah. B'chol Nafshach is talking about Avodah Zarah, because B'chol Nafshach means that do everything you can in order to preserve this special love that you have for Hashem. So even if there would be no Isser, but there's still lack of love, there's still rebellion against Hashem. So Mela, one has to first give up one's life. And that brings us back, like we learned in the first year, about Chanukah, how we saw that was the Lo Nidna Li Kasev, it wasn't supposed to be written down, and we spoke about how that's the definition of Chanukah. Chanukah is a non-written down holiday, because Chanukah is Mesiris Nefesh, and the Etzem Bris HaTorah, and the special covenant that we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's expressed in Torah Shebaal Peh. And this year we found the makor for Mesiris Nefesh, for the Etzem Bris HaTorah, for the very relationship, the covenant, the special covenant we have with Hashem. We should be zochel l'umar u'lamid lishmo v'lasos l'kaim. It's called Divrei Salma Torah. So you have a amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.